Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Cattle futures today sold off. We were down $1.40 to $1.80 in the feeder cattle, $1 to $1.20 lower in on the live cattle. The front months here, 133.27 on the September feeder, still at a discount to the 135.24 cash index. Midday box beef prices were slightly higher though for the box beef there, 188.49 up 96 on the choice live cattle. You look at the technical side of the market here on the October live cattle. We did fill a gap left from 2 days ago on the rally, but we're still below the moving averages here. I mean, you go back a couple of years now, it looks like the overall trend is still to the downside. Going back to all the way to June of last summer, really, when the market was above 145, it seems like the market might rally $10 and then sell off 15 or 20, and there's no reason to believe that will not still be the case. Going forward, looking at the chart. Now, the feeder cattle, very similar to the live cattle in terms of the technical sale. Go back to the end of last year in the fall, like October, the market was around 180 in the October feeders, currently at 130. So they've sold off about $50 a hundred and really been in a continuous downtrend since then.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets lower across the board, led lower for the second day in a row by the soybeans. They're trading 18 to 18 and a half lower. We're within 7 to 8 cents of the contract lows on the November beans. They're currently 9.45 and a half, where the low was 9.37 previously. Further than that, the next port level would be down in the 8.60, 8.70 range for the November beans. That was, of course, before the big run up to $11+. Now, yesterday's crop progress report showed corn harvest 5% complete, normally 7%, still 74% good to excellent, so a really good corn crop, not only with that progress, but yesterday's supply and demand report showing that yield was 174.4 bushels an acre, so a really good corn crop. Beans 73% good to excellent, and then here cotton 4% harvested overall, normally we're at 5%, Oklahoma nothing yet. Texas 8%, so moving along nicely for cotton harvest. And then winter wheat planted was 6% planted. Normally this time of year we're about 7%, so maybe a little bit behind normal. You drive around the countryside though here in southern Oklahoma, you see quite a bit of wheat planted, and it's even coming up at this time. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.